بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Verse number 62. The friends of Allah will not leave any fear of the terrors to come on the day of rising, and they will not grieve over the pleasures of the world that they missed.
الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون.
Verse number 63. The friends of Allah are those who possess the qualities of having faith in Allah and following His Messenger. They are mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions.
لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Verse number 64. There is good news for these friends of Allah from their Lord, which will make them happy in the life of this world, by means of good dreams and praise from people. They will also receive good news from the angels when they take away their souls. Allah's promise will never be broken. That reward is the great success because it entails the fulfillment of their desires and salvation from what they fear.
ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم.
Verse number 65. Do not grieve, O Messenger, over what these people say in an attempt to insult or attack your religion. All power and dominion belongs to Allah. Nothing is outside His ability. He is the one who hears their statements and know their actions, and He will repay them for that.
ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون.
Verse number 66. The control of whoever is in the heavens and earth is only Allah's. What is it that the idolaters who worship partners beside Allah are following? In reality, they are only following doubt, and they are only lying when they attribute partners to Allah. Allah is far above their statements.
هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون.
Verse number 67. It is He alone who has made the night for you, O people, to take rest from tiredness. He has made the day bright for you to work and earn your livelihood. In that there are clear evidence for a people who listen with a view to being mindful and accepting.
قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنْ عِندَكُم مِّن سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 68. Some of the idolaters said, Allah has taken the angels as daughters. Allah is free of their statement. He, may He be glorified, is self-sufficient and is not in need of any of His creation. The control of whatever is in the heavens and the earth is His. You, O idolaters, do not have any proof for this statement of yours. Are you saying such a serious statement about Allah by attributing a child to him, even though you do not know the reality of this and you have no proof?
قُلْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ
Verse number 69. Say to them, O Messenger, those who invent lies about Allah by attributing a child to Him will not achieve what they desire and will not be saved from what they fear.
متاع في الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعهم ثم نذيقهم العذاب الشديد بما كانوا يكفرون
Verse number 70 They should not be deceived by the luxuries of the world they enjoy. This is a brief and temporary enjoyment, and they will return to me on the day of judgment. I will then make them taste the fierce punishment because of their disbelief in me and rejection of my messenger. Beneficial points. 1. The friends of Allah are the ones who will be safe on the day of judgment, and they will not grieve over what they missed. 2. Allah's friendship is for those who have faith in Him, fulfill His instructions, avoid His prohibitions, and follow His messenger, peace be upon him. 3. The believers will receive good news from their Lord, either by having good dreams or at the time of death and other times. 4. Power belongs entirely to Allah. He is the owner of control. Those things that are worshipped beside Him have no reality. 5. The verses encourage reflecting over Allah's creation, because that leads to faith in Him and His oneness. 6. The verses show the serious offense of disbelief committed by the person who attributes a child to Allah. 7. It is unlawful to lie about Allah, and the person who does so will never be successful. 8. The things that the disbelievers enjoy in this world are considered little because of the punishment that awaits them. A believer should not be deceived by this.
وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَقَامِي وَتَذْكِيرِي بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ فَأَجْمِعُوا أمركم وشركاءكم ثم لا يكن أمركم عليكم غمة ثم قضوا إلي ولا تنظرون
Verse number 71. Relate, O Messenger, to these denying idolaters, the story of Nuh, peace be with him, when he said to his people, O my people, if my being amongst you is hard for you, and my reminding of you of Allah's signs and advising you is too difficult, and you have resolved to kill me, so I place my reliance in Allah alone to make your plots fail. So make a firm decision about your matter. Resolve to destroy me, and call your Allahs to help you, and do not let your plot be an obscure secret. After your plan to kill me, go ahead and finish what you secretly intend, and do not give me a moment of respite.
فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ
Verse number 72 If you ignore my invitation, then you know that I have not asked for any reward from you for my conveying the message of my Lord to you. My reward is only from Allah, whether you have faith in me or not. Allah has instructed me to be one of those who devote themselves to Him with obedience and good actions.
فكذبوه فنجيناه ومن معه في الفلك وجعلناهم خلائف وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المنذرين.
Verse number 73. Nuh's people denied him, and did not accept him. I therefore saved him and those believers who were with him in the ship. I made them the successors of those before them. And I destroyed those who rejected the signs and evidence that he brought by means of the flood. So reflect, O Messenger, over the fate of the people who were warned by Nuh, peace be with him, but did not believe.
ثم بعثنا من بعده رسلا إلى قومهم فجاءوهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا به من قبل كذلك نطبع على قلوب المعتدين.
Verse number 74. Then after a period of time, we sent after Nuh messengers to their people. The messenger came to their communities with overwhelming miracles and pure laws, but they had no intention to believe on account of their previous insistence on rejection of the messengers. Allah therefore sealed their hearts. Just as we sealed the hearts of the followers of the messenger of the past, we will seal the hearts of the disbelievers who overstep Allah's limits by committing disbelief in every time and place.
ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى وهارون إلى فرعون وملئه بآياتنا فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين.
Verse number 75. After a period of time, following these messengers, I sent Musa and his brother Harun to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and the nobles from his people. I sent them with miracles indicating their truthfulness, but the people of Pharaoh were too proud to accept what the messengers brought. They were a sinful people because of their disbelief in Allah and rejection of his messengers.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا إِنَّ هَذَا لَسِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Verse number 76. When the truth was brought by Musa and Harun, peace be upon them, to Pharaohs and the nobles from his people, they said, "These miracles of the staff and the hand that Musa has brought is clear magic and is not the revealed truth."
قال موسى أتقولون للحق لما جاءكم أسحر هذا ولا يفلح الساحرون.
Verse number 77. Musa said to them in disapproval, "Are you calling the truth when it has come to you magic? Never. This is not magic. I know that a magician can never be successful, so why would I practice magic?"
قالوا أجئتنا لتلفتنا عما وجدنا عليه آباءنا وتكون لكم الكبرياء في الأرض وما نحن لكما بمؤمنين.
Verse number 78. The people of Pharaoh gave Musa the following response: "Have you brought this magic to turn us away from the religion we found our fathers following, so that you and your brother can gain control of us? We are not going to believe you two, O Moses and Harun." Beneficial points. 1. The verses encourage looking at the example of the people of the past, because there are many lessons and warnings in their history. 2. The weapon of the believers when facing their enemies is reliance on Allah. 3. Believers should seek the reward of their calling to Allah only from Him, except in the case of necessity, when one may ask for a wage for food, drink, etc. 4. The fate of a believer is salvation and success, whereas the fate of a disbeliever is loss and punishment. 5. Persistence in disbelief and rejection of the messengers results in the heart being sealed and unable to ever accept faith. 6. The condition of the enemies of the messengers is the same. They always describe guidance as magic or lies. 7. A magician will never succeed.